Translation. Being called by the spiritual master, one should study the Vedic mantras regularly. And every day, before beginning his study and at the end of the study, the disciple should offer respectfully his obeisances unto the spiritual master.
Sannyasi adhiyato guru ahuta cetho sujantita upakrame avasane cha charanam shirasaname. This is the training. The brahmachari to rise early in the morning and worship guru, Agni, fire, Surya, and in the morning there should be class. And on the order of the Guru, they should assemble and begin reading Vedic literature, Chandans. So, for reading Vedic literature, it does not require any erudite scholarship. Simply, one has to hear. Therefore, the another name of Vedic literature is called Shruti. Shruti Smriti Puranadi. This class means that everyone has to learn Sanskrit. No, that is not necessary. You may be a very good scholar or not, but Krishna has given you the facility of seeing and hearing. You have got eyes, you have got ear. So, in the Gurukul, the student, they first of all attain the Mangalar tree, Guru Vandana, hearing, then he has this Vedic literature. Here is Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. They are all Vedic literature. The Mahabharata is Pancham Ved. The four Vedas are there, Sam, Yajurvi, Kathadva. And Mahabharata is Pancham Ved, the fifth Veda. Sri Shudra Dijamandhuna Trina Sutigochara. Woman and Shudra and Dijabandhu, they cannot understand Vedic language. It is difficult. For them, Vyasadeva made Mahabharata. In the manner of studying history, Mahabharata means the great history of Greater India. So in that history, Vedic literature, Pancham Ved, there is the Bhagavad Gita, essence. So if you read Bhagavad Gita, even if you read Bhagavad Mahabharata, that is all Vedic literature. Mahabharata, Ramayana, the Puranas, the Upanishad, Vedanta Sutra, and the Vedas, original Veda is Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda was divided into four parts, Samya, Yuri, Tathya. So they are all Vedic literature. Especially in this age, Bhagavad Gita is a sense of Vedic literature, and it is based on the Vedanta Sutra. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Hetumadhi Vinishtita. Brahma Sutra Padaishaiva Hetu Madhi Vinishita. this Bhagavad Gita is based on Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is very important. It is the summary of Vedic study. Sutra. The Janmadasya Jataha, this is a sutra, a synopsis. And you can explain very nicely from the Vedas. So there are small sutras, aphorism. From that aphorism you can expand. Vedanta is the summary of all the Vedic literature. Anta, the supplement of the Vedic literature. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Bhashan Brahma Sutrana. In every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find Brahma Sutra Bhasha. This is real commentary of the Brahma Sutra. So, one should read daily, at least 1-2 hours, that is human life. They are going to the library for reading newspaper and nonsense literature, but they will not come to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpataro dalitam phalamidam. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama. Nigama means Vedas. Agama, Nigama. So Nigama kalpataro. Vedic Vedas is just like desire tree. Whatever knowledge you want to get, there is perfectly there. Without any mistake, without any illusion, without any cheating. In all other literatures, man-made literature, you'll find these things. Cheating, imperfectness, mistake, and illusion. In the Vedic literature, you won't find these four defects. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, if you give evidence from Vedic literature, it is to be accepted. No more evidence. Anything which is accepted in the Vedas, Vedavatam, there is no more argument. This is Indian civilization. All our literature, you'll find that for full of quotation from Vedic literature to prove it that it is actual, it is not imaginary. So, one should read or hear Chandamsi. Chandamsi Adhiva, Adhiyata, Guru Rahu. It is Guru's duty. Other good bhakshan. Sadvijnana tham sadhuru meva vidacche. Sadvijnana, transcendental knowledge. One should approach Guru. So, Gurukul means Guru's grace. So, he keeps the disciples to learn the Vedic literature. This is Gurukul. We are constructing such big, big houses. Why? We are inviting people to come here and live this in this Gurukul and learn Vedic literature. This is our purpose. Bombay is a very big city. People are rich. So we can give you a nice room, nice prasadam. Come here, live here at least once in a week. And learn Vedic literature, Vedic civilization, the essence of Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhāsyāṁ brahma sutrānāṁ vīrātha parivinitam. Our mission is to invite people to take advantage of learning Vedic literature, Chandrāṁsa. And what is the ultimate goal of studying Vedic literature? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda ishta sadvai ahami bhagyedam. To understand Krishna. So, therefore our movement is known as Krishna Concert. So, sandhyam siddhiyata guru ahuta chet su jantrita. Very well here. Just like machine works systematically. Everyone has seen the machine of the watch is working very systematically, correctly. Similarly, every student, every disciple must work very correctly like the machine. There is no question why you did not attend the school or the class. You cannot say that this is this, this is this. No. As machine work, everyone should attend the class. Rise early in the morning, attend Mangala Arati. This is called Sujantika. Working like machine. No discrepancy. That is wanted. Sujantika. Then, upakrame abhasane. In the beginning and in the end, the student should come and offer obeisances to the lotus feet of Guru. This is beginning. Adho Gudbhasa, Jasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. This is the principle. If you offer your respectful obeisances to Guru, he becomes pleased. Anyone, even one is offender, if he comes and offers obedience to the superior Guru, then, even there was offense, he forgets. Father, father of his son may be offender, but when he comes and offers his respect to the father, he forgets. So that should be done regularly. Sujantita, just like machine, as soon as one sees Guru, immediately must offer obeisance. Beginning and when he comes to see Guru, he must offer obeisances, and when he leaves that place, he must offer obeisances. And in the in-between, coming and going, he should learn from the Guru Vedic understanding. This is the principle of living in Gurukul. So, upakrame avasane cha charanam siddhasaname. Just at the lotus feet of Guru, the brahmachari. So our student, they are very obedient, and if our student sees the Guru 100 times, he practices this process, offering obeisances while meeting and while going. These things have to be practice, then dhamma, brahmachari gurukule basan dhamma, then he will be controlled, self-controlled. Obedience is the first law of discipline. If there is no obedience, there cannot be any discipline. And if there is no discipline, you cannot manage anything. That is not possible. Therefore, this is very essential that the student should be very disciplined. Disciple means one who follows discipline. This is disciple. Shishya. The Sanskrit word is also the same. Shisha, I have several times explained. Shisha, it comes from the verb shash, shashan, ruling. The Shisha means one who voluntarily accepts the ruling of the spiritual master. He's called Shisha. Shisha, shashan, shastra, shastra, shashan, these things are the same, from the same root. This is the instruction. Sanjāṃsya dhīta guru rāhūta sthet sudhantita upakrame abhusāne ca charanau sirasālam. This is essential to make the human life real civilized. The children should be sent to the gurukul, but there is no gurukul at the present moment. So we are starting, we have got some gurukul in the United States, Texas. We are starting another gurukul in Vrindavan, and we can start another gurukul here in Bombay to train the students. I wanted to start this gurukul long, long ago, before going to the US. 1960s, say 62, 61. But I approached so many gentlemen, friends, they never agreed to give their sons to Guru. They never agreed. Everyone said, Swamiji, what benefit there will be by training our students in the Gurukul way. They have to earn their bread. No. That is India's position now. They do not care for their original culture. They are after money. You teach them something to earn money. Therefore they are after technology. This is not experience in India. In US also, many Indian students questioned me. Long ago, when I was speaking in the Berkeley University, one Indian student came forward and he said, Swamiji, what this Hare Krishna will do? We have to learn now technology, he said. So this is India's mentality at the present moment, that they are not very much interested in the spiritual advancement of life. It is very risky, because these foolish persons, they do not know how much risky it is to spoil the human life simply for eating, sleeping, making, and gambling. It is very risky life. The Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement. It is time to save the human society from a risky life. Risky life means that if you are not cultured, if you do not take to Krishna consciousness and properly trained up, there is every chance to become again cats and dogs next life. This is the understanding. Tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti, I repeatedly say this. Krishna confirms, Krishna says, now we are repeating Krishna's word. Dehāntaraṁ prāpti, you have to change this body to another. And if you do not properly walk like human being, and if you keep yourself like cats and dogs, then dehāntaraṁ prāpti means you get the body of cats and dogs and pigs. They do not know the science. Therefore they want to forget that there is life after death. They think after death everything is finished. But that is not the case. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to help everyone so that he may not fall again to the cycle of birth and death at the risk of becoming cats and dogs. Thank you very much.